The Aftermess.
Welcome back to the Aftermess podcast. Morning Mess, Joey Boy.
Hello, it's JD.
And it's Sienna.
Back in our days.
Yep.
It's going to be the title of this podcast. Back in our days. Now, obviously, we all come from different generations and ages here, but we all have back in our day stories. Stems from, we're talking on the air. I did a staycation this past weekend with my children here. And a lot of people don't know us living here in Phoenix. We have beautiful resorts here. And I was explaining to Sienna, sometimes you don't have to spend a lot of money to try to do a vacation, try to go to an island. Obviously, that's by choice, I would. But sometimes you just need a little getaway. But we have beautiful resorts here. And I stayed two nights at a resort. And my favorite thing about the resort, I mean, they had the lazy river and all these cool things. The restaurant was good. But in the evening in front of, it's a restaurant right behind the lobby. And there's a big field, big grass field. And at night, all the parents were there having some drinks and letting their kids play. And my two littles, 11 and 9, went up to some kids. It's like, can we play? And my kids started playing freeze tag for like an hour.
How cute.
And it was my favorite shit ever. I don't remember the last time my kids didn't have their fucking iPad or phone or a bunch of kids hanging out. I just did a sleepover, invited their best friends, and they literally sat like this in my living room, all in chairs, on iPads and their cell phones, not talking to one another.
That's crazy to me.
And it drove me crazy. So I was like, hey, got an idea, guys. I literally called your mom to drop you off so you could do a sleepover so you guys can hang out instead of FaceTiming each other. Mm-hmm. Like, you're doing it now. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't get it. So I made them turn them all off. I'm like, go play a game. I'm like, leave all the iPads and go to the room and go play the game. You can hear them laughing and stuff like that. But at the hotel, they were having so much fun playing freeze tag. Me and Sienna were catching up about it. And then we started talking about when we grew up, what we found fun, what we did. And freeze tag was one of mine. I will say they remixed it. Some little white kid, his name was probably Wyatt. Wyatt, I don't know if he came up with this shit, but Wyatt, it was an anybody can get it. Meaning, if we're playing freeze tag, you can run around and you freeze somebody. And then at any point, anybody can unfreeze you.
Oh.
So it was everybody against everybody, but you could help somebody out and you could see little alliances.
What
the hell? Hey, boy, because they didn't know my kid's name yet. Hey, boy, unfreeze me. If they tag you, then, and all of a sudden you start seeing, I feel like I'm watching a reality show. I'm like, oh my God, okay.
They're building a lot.
I'm invested. I'm like, all right, boy, that's my son. Boy, unfreeze me. Then when they freeze me, I want to for the rest of the game. So now I'm watching, and it was a cool thing. Why? A good fucking call to that rule.
Yeah.
Anybody can get freeze and unfrozen. Anyways, so I just talking about, that was my favorite moment of back in the day shit. I think parents think of the back in the day shit and how cool it was. You need to bring that into these 2020s as you're raising your fucking kids.
Yeah, I saw a video and I wish I could quote it verbatim, but it was along the lines of saying that kids these days struggle with creativity because they're not bored enough. Because they don't have the
strong
it's a bar. Ooh.
Right.
Yes.
I wish I could credit. If you ever see this, I'm sorry. I'm not crediting you because I don't know.
Wyatt came up with that. All you can get a free seg in that line, Wyatt.
It was pretty much. Yeah, it was a Caucasian lady. So, you know.
Wyatt's mom.
Wyatt's mom.
Yeah.
But yeah. And I was like, that is so true because I remember growing up and I feel like, and I also saw this on like a meme or something where it's like Zillennial babies got the best of both worlds of where we grew up without internet, but then we also were introduced to it when it was barely starting. So It's not like we were addicted to it right away.
Late 90s into 2000s.
Yeah, yes. Like I got an iPhone when I was a freshman in high school, which was like 2010, 2011.
Fuck.
So
fucking
it's
hate
crazy.
It.
So like that was the first iPhone.
I was on my 10th job.
Yeah, I was really a little freshman.
You got a full-blown career. Yeah. Like, Joey's had a full-blown fuck. Career.
Sorry, I didn't mean to date you guys. That's just where my timeline's at, okay?
She never does.
Yeah.
Back in my days.
Yeah, back in my
days. People respected their elders. Am I right, JD?
Right.
My apologies.
No, you know what you're doing.
But maybe. But yeah, no, so I don't remember where I was going with that. But
no, well, we were talking about the games we used to play, and then you brought up, oh my God, did you did you play Foursquare?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying is like, that's where I was going with it. Kids aren't bored enough to where they don't have the capacity to be creative anymore because they can just go and resort to their iPads at slumber parties, at birthday parties. Whereas with us, when we were growing up, we were playing freeze tag. We were doing jump roping. We would like double dutch and stuff. And it was like, okay, if we don't want to do that, then let's go make a dance in the bedroom and then show our parents later.
Yeah.
It was always something that we had to come up and do with. Whereas when kids, they'll be over playing freeze tag and then go on their iPads.
Yep.
And then if they're over their iPads, then I don't know what else, they'll go watch cartoons or something. But I thought that was so interesting. I'm like, yeah, I remember growing up and being like, Mom, I'm bored. And she's like, you're a kid. How the hell are you bored? You have all these things you can do. You could be creative. Think of something.
Oh, me and my brother, we learned real quick and we said, we're bored. Like, oh, I'll give you something to be bored about. They had to start cleaning.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, take out the trash, go clean it, go watch the dog. Oh, that was always the one. Fuck.
Hated watching the dog.
Fucking hated watching the dog. I didn't buy the fucking dog. Well, you wanted it. Well, you're... Fuck. Could have just played free seg with Wyatt. Now we're watching this stinky ass dog's ass. Ugh.
I'm going to give you a chance to defend yourself because I do feel like it's parents' faults as well because we do live in a little bit more of a heightened society. So I do feel, and maybe it's because I grew up in a single household and my mom was trying to do everything to just allow us to survive and eat and stuff like that. But... the independence to go outside, the independence to go over to somebody's house randomly. I mean, back in my day, I just remember being like, hey, I'm going to go over to Kevin's house or something like that. And, you know, my mom didn't blink twice about it. Whereas I think today parents ask more questions. They're a little bit more concerned, understandably so with the risks, but that's kind of just part of what life was. I mean, you're the parent.
Yeah. No, well, I think parents made a lot of mistakes trusting your neighbors because you're your neighbors.
Okay, yeah, fair. Touche.
Now you have all these people going through therapy because they were molested.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because you went to Kevin's. Oh, Kevin has an uncle staying with him. And now you're getting all these stories. So now you have to parent different than you did in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s because all this shit's coming out. And by the way, not just fucking your neighbors, like staying at your uncle's house.
Mm-hmm.
That you have to ask the question. So my kids are very limited where they can stay. And I've built the trust with their friends' family. Like I just did a sleepover. I called a very good friend of ours where she had a son and daughter. They're little best friends. So it took a lot for me and understandably so. She was a single mom. She's now in a relationship. And I told her, take your time whenever you feel comfortable because they're best friends. They always asking to sleep over because we have a pool and they have a backyard. Mm-hmm. But now she trusts me and they come over, they sleep over. I take pictures of them. I literally kind of overdo it.
Document
everything. Hey, they're swimming. Hey, we're getting McDonald's. Say hi to mom just to give her a sense of security. And I do everything I can to make sure that they trust me with their children. Cause I tell them when your children are with me, they're my children.
Yeah.
They're going to respect, they're going to have the same rules and their parents love it because they will get yelled at by me if they're acting up and they, oh yeah, please. Did you hear that? Especially with the single moms. Mm. And I have to sit down. Everyone sit down. All right, this is what we're not going to do. And they have a good time, but you're right. But I think a lot of parents, not your fault, because they were raised that way, they trusted too much back in the days.
Fair enough. Yeah. And maybe it's not necessarily parents' house because back in my day, I used to love playing Capture the Flag. I'm not sure if you ever played that.
I learned that from a Wyatt kid
from a Wyatt
Christian kid. Camp. And I thought that was the coolest fucking game ever.
Yes. For you unlocked that memory.
Oh my God. Oh my what gosh. A cool game that was.
It was one of my favorite games to play. And we played it at night a lot. Oh, are you writing that down?
Oh, I'm going to tell the kids that game so they can play.
No, I think they'd love it. But we played it at night. And I remember my mom allowing us to go to like the elementary school down the street.
Yeah.
Where we would all obviously meet up there. And we would play, you know, with flashlights and stuff like that. And that was at nighttime.
Yeah.
So imagine trying to ask your parents, like imagine if Gia, who's 9, asking you right now if she could go down the street and play Capture the Flag.
I would let
nighttime.
Her. I was like, I'll go with you.
Interesting. Yeah. I would not have thought that with all due respect.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to watch
you. Oh, but you would go out there and watch. Parents would not be around
they
where
didn't
we
care.
Were at. Yeah.
Parents
they
didn't
did
care.
Not care.
They're just like, yeah, come home before the lights turn off.
Yeah, that's exactly. People make a meme and stuff. That's exactly how you got up in the morning and you left and got back before the lights turned on, and I would stay out all day. Saturdays and Sundays, I didn't see my fucking parents. I was out,
exactly,
bro.
Exactly.
And sometimes to take a piss oh, you ain't going home. You're not, you'll pee. We peed in bushes, alleys. We peed in, you go inside, you might take the test. Nah, that's enough. Stay inside.
Oh, yeah.
So we did not go home for nothing.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fuck, you're so right.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, yeah. Go clean your, fuck.
I forgot.
Go
oh,
clean
yeah.
the dog.
Yeah.
Then they think you're done. Oh, that's so true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Back
it's
to
a
the
good
days.
Life hack.
When you were gone, you were gone for the day and they knew, and parents just kind of trusted you not. If you did anything, they find out about it, you get your ass kicked by your parents. It was just kind of like a thing. So you didn't do anything wrong. But capture the flag. What a
no,
great
I know.
Kid.
We're just unlocking.
But you
so
need
many
a whole
memories.
Block of kids.
You do. You need to know your neighborhood.
What's a solid number to play capture the flag? You need at least 10 kids.
Probably 10.
Well, yeah. Well, we didn't play it in my neighborhood. We would play it at PE when I was at school.
Right.
So
do I they mean, still do it? I know you graduated like 2 years ago.
I hope so. Yeah. I wonder how PE works now, like in middle school.
So soft
and stuff.
Now.
I know.
It's took away dodgeball. It took away anything.
Oh, we loved dodgeball, man.
Oh, you get fucked up in dodgeball.
Oh yeah, we used to play with like the almost like a tether ball type thing.
Yeah, they were kind of smaller.
The rubber
like,
balls were easy, but yeah, it's like a volleyball. Mm-hmm. Shits were tough. Shout out to Miss Fergus. We used to play dodgeball every single week. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to want to knock out this one kid super bad. His name was V, I think. Fucking hated that kid.
His name was a one letter.
It was like, it was V-U-Y or something like that.
Elon Musk kid.
And his brother, his brother's name was Luck. L-U-C. Oh,
fuck the hippies.
I'm telling you, man, like the Bay, there's so many cultures going on. That's a whole different part.
I grew up I grew up in LA, Northeast LA, Highland Park, and then all my summers in Philly, and both were hood. So we had all these hood ass games. I think back and I laugh like, oh my God, we're so fucked. Did you guys ever play, I think they called it, and I don't know if it came from my school or was an LA thing. It was called Ass Up. It's like,
enlighten me.
You're like throwing the ball, like you get a tennis ball.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You're throwing the ball as hard as you can, where people used to play handball. You're throwing it.
Okay.
And if you missed it, you had to run and tap the wall.
Yes.
If you grabbed the ball and you threw it against the wall and it hit the wall before you reached it, then you would have to stand in position and they would, the person that got you out would throw the ball as hard as they can as you're on your ass.
Yeah. Yes.
And sometimes they miss, so the tennis ball will hit you in the head. Mm-hmm. Oh my, and I'm like, was this a thing?
Was that not handball?
I think it was handball because I was trying to Google ass up kid game and I'm not going to Google
Maybe that's just called it that because they had to go spread eagle.
Maybe they just renamed it because your ass was
no,
up.
No, I think that's right though. Yes.
Because when you said it like somewhat of like, what
because
is it?
Because handball, my dad said he played in handball.
Yeah.
And even in movies you see in prison, they play handball. But literally, you're just smacking the handball back and forth.
Right, right.
So I don't know if it was handball because I think they called that handball. I don't know. They called it ass up.
But yes, we played that
too. You played that too.
Like, whoever it was, you would just try to throw it as hard at them as possible. Yep. Yes.
Super hard.
There's no way they let kids play that nowadays.
Isn't that suck though? A lot of kids can't throw either. They just can't.
These
days they can't throw as tough.
I guess so.
Because that game, you had a good hands to catch, a good arm to throw, and then a thick skinned ass because you were going to get eventually.
A good kid game should get you hurt. You know what I mean?
Someone like, has to leave crying.
Yeah, there should be a little pain involved where someone gets like upset.
Yeah.
Right?
We were talking about kickball, Joey. I feel like when you play kickball too, you put yourself in danger of the ball coming at you. I've been hit in the face a couple times. I've hit people in the face and you just have that red mark and you're just like so embarrassed from getting hit.
Yeah.
It was the best.
And then sometimes some teachers like, no, you pitch to your own. Remember the big things like the fifth grade class taking on the other fifth grade class?
Oh, big time. Yes. Oh, that was huge.
That was pride on the schoolyard. Yes. So then the teachers come like, no, we're going to pitch to our own classroom. And then they would roll it to you. Nah, I want it slow and bouncy. Remember that you throw back? No.
So your teachers would pitch to you guys?
Teachers would, or you would have your own students in your class. Because the other class would throw it all messed up so that you wouldn't kick it.
Oh, yeah. Does that make sense? Had teams. Like, we would divide into teams. We never had a teacher play with us before.
Yeah. It just depended on the class. I think every grade is different to make it fair.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I mean? So that everyone kicked the ball. Or else it's pointless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, you're in Arizona, Sienna. You grew up here. I do remember as a kid having like water days, you know?
Water days. Whether it's
whether it was at, and we used to have them at school too. Uh-huh. And we used to do, you know, water balloons and
we definitely didn't have water competitions.
You didn't have water days?
No.
Oh my God, you unlocked another memory.
Man. No.
Yes, the nostalgia. Yeah, so I went to St. Agnes Middle School and they have massive fields. I remember when I was there, I was so prided in the fact that we were ranked like number 5 or 6 for our fields being so awesome. So I remember being like, our fields are so cool. But we have these massive fields. And for recess, they would get the like slides and everything. It was kind of like a little mini water park. Mm-hmm. We get water balloons, water guns. We would deck each other with them. We'd push each other off the slides.
Oh, yeah. That would have started some fights where I grew up.
Oh, yeah, it would. And then like everything's getting muddy around. So then you're pushing each other in the mud, trying not to fall. People would hurt their elbows. We had chaperones, so we couldn't like duke it out, but we were just so aggressive. It was so fun. Wow, you really unlocked that for me.
I know.
I'm really passionate about it now.
I can tell.
I dig it.
Because I'm really passionate now.
Because they would tell you, you know, either days in advance, and obviously out here, since it's warm all the time, they would just be like, hey, you know, Thursday or Friday, make sure you, you know, wear your swim trunks to school or, you know, your swim stuff, because we're going to be doing XYZ. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We play games called Hide the Belt.
Hide the Belt?
You guys want to really play a fun game? Parents, you really want
to... Oh, no. I could see where this is going.
So one person was hiding the belt. Say, I'm hiding the belt. Okay? So you go up and down the neighborhood. We could play in the office. I hide the belt. You guys close your eyes. I hide the belt. And everyone tries to find the belt. And I'm base, right? This is base. Like, all right, I'm back. I hit the belt. You guys are all looking for the belt. Whoever finds the belt gets to whip all the kids before they hit the base.
That's pretty tight.
That's intense.
So while you're looking for the belt, you're kind of like making sure.
You're looking around.
To see who finds the belt.
Okay, yeah. I have a question then. So let's say you find the belt.
Right.
You want to be like cool, calm, and collected and like let people come to you, right? Like, because the whole point is you want to hit them. You want to find the belt so you can hit people.
Well, you want
to
find that one kid that you can't stand.
Yeah.
So you want to kind of walk. What?
The vengeance.
But that's what I mean. So you would like, if you found the belt, you'd want to be quiet about it, right?
That would be the tactic. But then you have big mouths. I found it. And we love them because you just let us know.
Yeah, then you just go to base.
And then you're running to base. But sometimes, you know, if you're looking in the same area and you find it, you're getting your ass whooped all the way back to the base.
Oh, yeah, if you're right next to that person.
Well, then I want to see something because it'll tell me the kind of person you are. Let's say you're the person on home base. Did you tell any of your homies where you were going to hide the belt? That way they could beat the shit out of some other kid?
I would do the Puerto Rican. Yeah, you ever heard of the Puerto Rican point? No. Like if you're looking over there and I hit the belt over there, I go.
See, that's that sucker shit I'm talking about, bro.
Gotta look out for the homies, you know what I mean?
That's funny.
You never play hide the belt? No. Let's bring that back, kids. Play hide the belt.
Oh my gosh, that would not go by today. Not at all.
Can you imagine?
You were like the plug. You would just tell somebody and then, you know.
Better be nice to me. I'll let you know where the belt is. You gotta give me the Puerto Rican point for me.
That's a great game. That's good.
Hide the belt. That was a hood ass game.
Yeah, it could never happen these days.
Never. Bunch of wusses. The 2020s, bunch of wussy kids.
Nothing to compare to that, to that extent.
Look, Dad, I got a squishy. Hey.
I know. Got a neato.
Yeah, some nerd shit. Man, a lot of fun stuff back in the day.
Back in the days.
Back in our days. No iPads.
No iPads, man. Mm-mm. It was just your imagination.
Yeah. Did you guys ever play, well, maybe not Joey, like Red Rover?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, like, Red Rover, yes. Red Rover, send JD right over. Oh, and then you would, so you could, like, lock hands with people. So you'd have, like, 8 people on one side, 8 people on the other. And if you wanted someone from the other side, you sing that song, and they come running, and you have to try your hardest to not let them break through. And people would, like, flip over your arms or, like, you know, get, what is this,
clothes lined.
Like, it was, that was probably the most hurt that we would cause each other physically, but not hide the belt.
No, not hide the belt. Not it's hide the belt. Pretty close though.
No, it is not.
You can go pretty hard in the paint.
People would
getting smacked the belt is a thing a little bit more violent than just get clothesline.
Yeah, but it's just one person, I guess. I don't know.
Imagine someone's just.
Let's try it. Let me take my belt. I'm gonna whip you from here to here. See what hurt more.
Wow. To her.
To her.
Yeah.
No, he said you.
No.
But what in the Little House Prairie song did you sing?
Red Rover,
send JD right over. And then they come running and then it's like, boom, because you're holding so hard. It did hurt a little bit, depending on how hard you ran.
Yeah, or some people would just flip like over. This,
yeah, you would hold like this.
Just like that.
And someone would try to run at you, but you're holding so hard.
Yeah.
That's cute, guys.
Yeah, and then you have Hyde the Bell and you're beating people with a fucking bell. Yeah,
you went some hood ass shit, dude.
I told you from the beginning.
Beating the shit out of people and everything. At least we had like a song with ours.
Yeah.
It lightened
the
blow.
There's no fucking way we would have sang that song. I'm like, yeah. I am not singing Red Rover.
That's
Red,
like, Rover. Hey,
Blue Rover, dog. That's yours.
Sue Woo. We see walking. Hey, cut. Come
that,
through.
That's what I learned how to see walk.
That's fearing.
Send that punk ass JD over. Yeah.
You won't.
You got to avoid the bullies on Red Rover.
Because
they can't fucking wait. Yeah.
They will.
Teacher, yep. can I get excused? Go to the restroom.
Yeah, everything was about pain, though. All those games are about
pain. I mean,
dodgeball. Dodgeball was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was a crazy fucking game. You really think about it.
I used to love just trying to hit someone in the face on purpose.
And we would, I mean, I'm sure you guys did too, like boys and girls. Like it was, anyone could get it. We never did just girls on girls on girls.
Hey,
guys versus guys. Yeah. It was always just co-ed. So
I think that's how they started weaning it out. All right, mm-hmm. We're going to do a boys, girls, and then it was the same shit.
Yeah.
Boys were getting boys unconscious and shit. Like, yeah, you're just going to have to take dodgeball out of the school system.
Yeah, that's probably what it
that's
was.
Still soft though. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I asked Cruz and Gia what they do. I mean, literally, Cruz plays football all day. It'd be 100 degrees out here in Phoenix. And they take the field and he plays football. And I asked Gia, they'll play basketball, volleyball, just the basics on the swings. They practice TikTok dances. They don't have the phones, but they practice the dances. Yeah. It's not like that at
all. So weird, right?
I don't think it's weird because I just think society we're in, everyone can get sued. So like, say if you own a school, you can do everything not to get like, no, we're not doing that. Nope.
Especially nowadays. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I get it, but I don't get it. I think that's why these kids are kind of soft.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time one of the kids came home and they played dodgeball?
Have they ever played dodgeball?
I don't know if they've ever. Well, I
that'd be kind of a fun bit to have.
Yeah.
To at least have Cruz and
that would be a cool thing of introducing them to Red Rover and all this shit. Maybe they play that and then just record it.
We should take them on in dodgeball. I'd love to just peg one of your kids, just like
like in Billy Madison when he's playing against the little kids.
Let me tell you something. You know which kid would love to play against JD? My oldest, JoJo.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Please, Lord God, let that energy find me. Oh, please.
JoJo would love to just nail you, dude.
Yes.
Hey yo. With a dodgeball.
I would love that. We should do a dodgeball game. That'd be fun.
Have
even
like
if
a
we
company dodgeball tournament or something.
The next celebrity that comes in, we should see if they want to play dodgeball with
us.
Let's do it.
Fuck, no one steal that idea.
You put it out there.
Cut it from the pot.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg would perform last night, but he has a concussion. His fucking show called The Morning Mass want to play dodgeball with Snoop.
And he's like old as hell.
Fuck. Back in the days. I mean, even like punishments and stuff were different. You can't punish kids like you did back in the days.
God, the wooden spoon, man.
The wooden spoon.
I was scared of the wooden spoon.
How big was the spoon?
It was like just like that. Just a normal wooden spoon that you would, you know, stir shit with and stuff. You guys never got the wooden spoon?
No.
Or a spoon?
I was threatened the chancla, but I never really got hit as a kid.
Oh, well, neither did I. In case my parents
for legal reasons, this was a joke.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, the wooden spoon.
I got fucked up. Let me tell you. Hell yeah. But I was scared of my dad. Like I feared my dad so bad. It was crazy. Like how much fear my dad just had to look at me, and he was just a badass kid, kicked out of schools, dropped out, so he wanted better for his kids. So everything was a threat. Like if you ever ditch, I'm gonna fuck you up. If you get lower than a C, I'm gonna fuck you up. So we feared our dad like anything. I've seen some of my best friends get jumped in gangs, and I'm just standing there, and like all these gang members, I was like, do I risk getting jumped from them or getting my ass kicked from my dad? I was like, I'll get jumped from them. I'm not. There's no way I'm joining the gang because then my dad would fucking kill me.
Mm-hmm.
I just feared, and now it's like. Almost frown. Now it's gentle parenting.
Yeah.
That gentle parenting.
Red Rover was different in Joey's hood.
Yeah, Red Rover was getting choked out.
Yeah, Red Rover was a blood.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
He drove a Red Rover. No, it was just, there was no thing like gentle parenting when I first, and there's no, if you do gentle parenting, that's on you. I couldn't do it, but I feel like there's a lot more people doing gentle parenting right now, and their kids are bad. Like, the fuck?
Yeah.
You can tell your kid to stop jumping on my furniture and shit.
I would not have the patience for gentle parenting. It's just like, hey, get down. Just literally get down. Versus, hey, do you know what you're doing wrong?
And I think I don't think I've lost a lot of friends, but a lot of, I think a lot of parents respect me because when you come into my house, your kids have to do my rules as well. Mm-hmm. But I set that precedence right away. Like we talked about on the show, how your friend was out, they had some, this couple come in, they didn't know them, and the lady like lost her mind because your friend had a baby and she grabbed the baby and kissed the baby in the mouth.
That's yes. some crazy shit. Yeah.
That's fucking baby crazy. The mouth. Oh, there's no way you are kissing my baby in the fucking mouth. I'm going to give you the rules. Like, all right, I'm going to give you my baby. No kissing. And if you did that, I'm going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just all were in shock. We didn't know how to handle the situation. It wasn't my child. Maybe I could have said something, but I was like, I looked away. I couldn't watch. I couldn't see how it was going to unfold. But yeah, things like that, hell no.
Out of 10 parents, would you say agree with kind of like your standards or your rules?
I say 9. I think there was a parent that I feel like they were like, oh, they said something. This was a years back. They said something like, and I just laughed. I just walked away and laughed. I'm like, yeah, I'm not inviting them back. They said something like, we sit down and talk to them when they have behavioral problems like that. They said something crazy. I'm like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And I was like, couldn't be my house. If my kids act up, they're going to get talked to right then and there. A little embarrassment goes a long way. Because if you're acting up in front of your friends or anyone, you're getting it right then and there. I'm not pulling you to the side. You know, if you want to act stupid, I'm going to make you feel stupid. It's like, what are you doing? You know, did you just slam the door in my house? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, we don't do that in my house. Like the other kids.
Yeah.
And they're just like, I was like, let's try that again. Mm-hmm. And they go back in. They close like, that was perfect. Pound, pound. So I kind of reinforced me. I go, that was perfect. So they know my rules of my house. And then now some of their friends, they come over, they know the rules of the house and I'm good. Go play.
The parents ever call you and be like, hey, I didn't appreciate you do this.
They almost encourage me. Like, oh no, let them know. You know Joey's rules. They almost let them know like Joey doesn't play.
That's pretty cool. Then they use you to their advantage.
Yeah, they know.
Fair enough.
And then I don't have any problems with any of their friends in my house now. They know they can't jump on my furniture. They can't go in my room. I had some friends that would go in my room. I went in my room one time and not only were their friends, Gia was jumping on my bed with her friends.
Oh.
And I was like, get down. And Gia's like.
Because she thought she ran the house. She was like, let's go jump on my dad's bed.
Yeah.
And she knew right away.
Soft-ass comforter.
I go, when are you allowed to jump? Never. I was like, so you think it's okay for you and your friends to go in my room and jump on my bed with your dirty feet? I'm sorry. I go, ladies, are we doing that again? They're like, no. I was like, and I don't want you jumping on my daughter's bed either. You're not breaking her bed. Go outside and play.
Oof.
Boom.
Man.
See, I feel that.
I know. Yeah. I felt it in my soul.
They go outside and play. Get 20 minutes. Make some sandwiches. Who wants sandwiches? Let's get it. Act like nothing.
I know, but it would make me love you more, like as a parent. You know, like I'm not saying as Gia, I'm saying one of her friends. I'd be like, hey, Joey don't play.
Oh,
like,
no,
it's
they
almost
don't.
Like I would.
And then I tell the parents.
You.
I go, hey, just, and I let them know.
Yeah.
Hey, just let you know. Bum, bum, bum. Like the last staycation, I invited some of their best friends, their mom, like how'd they do? I was like, there's no stinky boys on my watch. He didn't want to take a bath at the end of the day. So I told him, jump in the shower.
Mm.
I was like, he was trying to do, I'll take one tomorrow morning. No, you're not.
Ew, no.
You're taking one right now. He looked at me on his iPad. Like off, and he
Caucasian.
Looked at me like,
"He Caucasian?"
No, he was. He wasn't a Wyatt.
He wasn't a Wyatt. I love how a white Wyatt. The theme.
Wyatt. I don't play, bro. I take this daddy shit stuff, and the parents respect it. They know my rules. I explained to him what I had to. If I had to chastise your kids or something, they acted up. I put them straight. But for the most part, all their friends are real cool because they know I don't play. But I make sure I play hard. We're buying pizzas. We're putting whatever you want on. I'm going to treat you to the trampoline park. When you get to my house, boom. If we go out, I'm like, where are you going? I'm going over here. I can't see you from here. What? I'm like, I need to see where you're at. I'm responsible for you. Get over there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you have that tone.
Yeah.
You're going to always have that tone.
It's structure too. I mean, in the long run, you're literally forming children. So it's like they're going to understand it later on.
Back in my days, that's how it is.
Yeah.
Well, back in my days, it was different, too. If you were at someone's house, hey, I don't do this. Other people can put their hands on your child if they act up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. Back in the days, my uncles, my aunts, anybody can smack me up.
Oof. Yeah.
I wouldn't do that. I don't do that. I don't believe in that. But I will give you a stern voice. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's still your house. You're still watching these kids. So. Uh-huh. But man,
That's going to be your problem one day, Sienna.
One day, but not today. That's all that matters.
Hey, we unlocked one of Sienna's worst fears, too. We were talking on the show. Did you ever go to the doctors for one thing and you came out and they diagnosed you with something else? This girl called in the show and she had, what's that called?
Cryptic pregnancy.
So cryptic pregnancy with a crypt. No, cryptic pregnancy is when you go into labor thinking you're cramping, but you go into the doctors. I've had bad cramps. So like, you're having contractions, you're pregnant. And they have no fucking idea that they were pregnant.
Yeah, like they're not showing. They don't have the morning sickness or all the other symptoms that come with pregnancy. That is wild to me. I was joking, like it kind of would be a plus so that way I don't have to experience any of the symptoms of pregnancy. But to go into the hospital, be like, oh, I'm having some stomach issues and then come out the next day with a baby and a whole new life is terrifying.
Right. Yeah, I think it's worse though.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Because you didn't get to prep for it.
No, you have nothing prepared. You don't have the car seat that they need to make sure you know how to use before putting your baby in and leaving the hospital.
Yeah, you like literally go to the hospital like, yeah, I'm having bad cramps. You have like extra strength Midol. You're like, bitch, you're having a baby. Yeah,
you need an epidural.
Yeah, like, you're pushing a watermelon through a straw right now. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy to me.
That's not bloating. That's a baby.
No, literally.
You're growing Wyatt inside you right now.
Always comes back to Wyatt.
Okay, so cryptic pregnancy.
Or
name your kid right now if you have a girl.
I can't.
Wow.
No, like I can't say my baby's names because then people will take them.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's kind of
people
fun.
Take it.
Yeah, people will take them. I have like a notes app of like girls' names I would like.
How many names do you have?
Just three.
Three names?
Yeah, just
and three boy names?
No, well, our son is going to be named after. Okay, so we have a plan for my husband's. It'll be his first name. So it'll be Ivan and it'll be Eugenio after his grandpa, Ramirez. Yeah. So that's it. That's fine. But
so
my girl.
Your son's going to be named Ivan?
Yeah. But he's going to go by his middle name. So he's going to go by Eugenio. So
is that okay with you, JD?
Yeah, is that okay? Maybe we should run it by him.
Yeah, run it by him. I don't know.
No, run it by you, not Ivan. Yeah, obviously, Ivan wants the name.
Yeah, run it by me. I'm the one that's going to have to call
him.
Why the
fuck would her husband want his son named after him?
Yeah.
Well, his first name's going to be Ivan.
Yeah, but he can go by his middle name.
After his dad.
That's silly. I hate that shit.
Why?
No. Well, I don't.
You go by initials. You don't even go by your name.
I fakeate it.
What a fucking wire.
Your name is literally letters, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, capital J, lowercase D.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. With no dots in the middle. It's just JD together, lowercase D. Jada. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Be more original, Ivan. Come on.
Back in my day. Yeah. I will say, in JD's, I wish I wasn't named after my dad.
See?
I have the most basic, but his is not exactly, though.
No, it wouldn't be
He's
exactly.
He's not junior.
Oh, yours is exactly? So you're
exactly.
Junior?
Exactly. Yeah, Jose Antonio is such a basic fucking name. Mm. Like, my son Cruz is fucking good.
Strong like bull.
Cruz Santino is a strong fucking name. Mm-hmm. I love Cruz. Mm-hmm. Strong, right?
Yeah.
Jose Antonio. Man.
I like it.
It's just too
But mean. I get that it's like just a normal Latino name. I get that.
Hey, you know when I went to Cancun this last time, vacation? I get stopped every time I come back into the country. Every time. Haven't I been with you guys when they pull me to the... No, I haven't been with you. We haven't traveled out of the country together. Uh-uh. I always get pulled to the side and they have to run my name because there's so many Jose Antonios that Jose Antonio is a flagged name.
Oh, shoot. Really?
It's an alias. A lot of people use aliases of getting in illegally. So Jose Antonio, I always got to go to the side. They check my birth date. And I already know what it is. So every time I'm with somebody, they're like, ooh. I'm like, it's my fucking basic ass name.
Now we know if we ever go out of the country, we have to, ooh, Joey.
I'll be through a TSA pre-check even at the border.
Yeah, but I get a stamp on my passport.
All that.
I am jealous of that. They don't do that. Yeah, they don't do the stamps anymore unless you actually go through there. Yeah.
Because now they have the face recognizable thing. You go and you go right through, go get your bags. But if you go through, they give you the stamp.
I do envy that. Hmm.
So I guess being called Junior is a cool thing. Fuck you, cool. Wyatt.
Yeah. That's Wyatt.
Fine. All right. I don't like Wyatt either. All right. Let's just do a wheel of advice.
All right. Let's do it.
Be done here. Let's see. This is from Mary Beth, of course. Was that Wyatt's sister? My best friend is getting married in a few months and I accidentally found out their fiance cheated during the bachelor party. Nobody else knows that I know. And if I say something, I could destroy the wedding and lose my best friend forever. Do I tell them before they say I do or keep my mouth shut?
Ooh, I don't like that one.
Who's going to give the advice? Wheel of advice!
I keep forgetting it doesn't have that.
Stop on Sienna. Keep going. Keep going.
Joey's on fire.
Fire, man. Whippa.
Thank God.
Joey. I look a lot fatter on this wheel. Look at that. Straight torto. What the fuck? Should she say something or not? Mm-hmm. One more time, she found out the cheating has happened.
Yeah, her best friend is getting married and found out her fiance cheated during the bachelor party.
Yeah, you got to say something. You're the best friend. What the fuck?
Yeah, I would want to know.
I think that's the easiest one we've ever had. Like, you're the best friend. You're like, literally, not only are you thrown out of the wedding party, you get a beat down if you don't tell your friend, like, yeah, you're marrying the wrong fucking person. He's already cheated on you. Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to. I mean, there's no other, anybody that says, no, keep it to yourself is a fucking idiot.
Or the last night of freedom type shit. Yeah. It's not your last, you have been together dating and you have been engaged. It is not your last night of freedom. You cheated. So that's it.
I still know guys that are like that though, man.
I'm telling you why it's bachelor party. That's where it goes down. I've seen friends do it, not friends. I've seen people who are about to get married that weren't in the wedding, mm-hmm. but use the bachelor party
as an excuse
to cheat.
They go to TJ.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Yes. Which is a great place to go.
Great Chinese food.
Yes, yeah, amazing sure. Chinese food.
Yeah,
it's there.
A great restaurant called Hong Kong Cafe or something. Yeah.
Top tier. Michelin.
Buffet. Michelin.
Yes, buffet. Mm-hmm.
How do you know these things?
I've been there.
Oh. Interesting.
No shame.
No bachelor party just went.
Yeah, I missed the food already.
There was no excuse for him to go. He just went.
He just went. Yes, I was in the mood for Chinese. Well, hopefully that helps you. I mean, that was the easiest one ever. You got to say something.
You
guys
have
are
to.
Girl. If a guy found out that his best friend's fiance was at a bachelorette party and cheated, you got to fucking say something as well. I mean, what?
Yeah. It's going to save her so much more in the long run.
Yeah.
Yeah. Versus marrying a guy that's a cheater.
Or blackmail.
Or that. Blackmail. You can hold that over their head. Yeah, yes. True.
You can hold it over their head for money or
that's
other
a big or.
Desired goods, terms oh my of God. Services.
Desired goods. Okay, what is this?
Desired goods.
Economic right. book.
Delicacies.
I know, delicacies.
Delicacies.
All right, man. We up out, man. We'll see you back on the radio. Morning Mess 101.5. We'll see you soon.
The After Mess.